You have 24 minutes. Today, we're talking with Jason Swanson of PatronScan. PatronScan is a connected ID scanning network that uses artificial intelligence combined in a hardware and software solution. For bars, clubs, restaurants, and other venues, PatronScan catches fake IDs and keeps troublemakers out, all in just a matter of seconds. That's why PatronScan has been called the world's best bouncer. My name is Randall White, host and curator for 24 Hour Nation. You are a bouncer at a music venue in a New Orleans French Quarter bar, or you're a door security worker at a casino in Reno, Nevada, or even the bartender at a cozy little joint in the Old Market in Omaha, Nebraska. So how can you be confident that you have not just allowed entry to someone who was kicked out of a place down the street? They may look 18 or 21, as the case may be, and they may show you an ID that says they are of age, but are you sure that ID is not fake? Are you going to place the legal responsibility for that assessment on a busy staffer? How can you keep your business customers and employees as safe as possible? We're talking with Jason Swanson, a director for PatronScan, one of the world's leading ID scanner hardware and software developers and networks. And I thank you for joining me for 24 minutes today, Jason.
Thanks for having me, Randall.
First, let me work in here that this is not content advertising. There's no compensation of any type to 24 Hour Nation from PatronScan for this discussion. I approached Jason because I had the opportunity to witness a couple of demonstrations and have conversations with them at a national conference. And 24 Hour Nation thinks that more people who are invested in the nighttime economy need to know about this particular technology. And earlier today, I was on a two-hour global discussion about public safety with about 40 thought leaders from around the planet. Public safety in our nightlife is an important topic right now. So, Jason, tell the people that listen, which are nighttime economy advocates, professionals working in the nighttime space, or community leaders who are trying to improve their nighttime economies, tell us about PatronScan, what it is, what it does, and how it makes sense. Give us your best sales pitch right now.
Well, first of all, yeah, I really appreciated getting a chance to meet you at that Social City Summit. I mean, bringing together the government officials, police, hospitality associations, and venue owners just to work together towards that safe, vibrant nightlife, that aligns directly with our vision on what we're trying to create when it comes to an ID scanning solution, but leveraging that technology to help business owners become safer and more vibrant. So very simply, to kind of go through it, it's kind of a three-prong thing that I would talk about is obviously the fake ID epidemic, which, you know, according to Homeland Security, between 7 and 10 million new fake IDs come to the US every year. And why is that? Because they're cheap, easy to get, near perfect. So what happens is, just like you mentioned, we're not looking to replace necessarily a door staff at the front of the door, but we're a tool to help them catch these more advanced fake IDs. So you need that advanced forensic ID scanner. So barcode scanning alone is just not good enough.
Okay.
You have to scan the front of the ID. You have to look for 8,000 plus data points, special lighting, checking for pixel imperfections, cross-referencing with fake ID templates have been community sourced over the last 16 years. And that's what we've been doing. So you've got the fake side of the fake detection side of the ID scanning, but then you got the other side, which is probably a little bit more relevant to this conversation, which is the keeping that safe nightlife. So 95% of the issues tend to come from 1% of the people. And I think we can all agree that's probably the case. And one bar owner said the best and worst parts about running my bar are the people that come through my door. So it's funny. So we talk about it in prevention, accountability, and then through saturation, you start changing behaviors. And that's a big part of what we're talking about from leveraging the flag network. So this is a shared or private flag network. This is where you identify that 1% of the people that have that violent behavior or exhibited violent tendencies or sexual assaults or otherwise. There's egregious stuff like that. And then there's a more minor stuff. So the minor stuff would be more of a private where you just do your club. But when it's someone that's sexual assault or a big, big brawl, whatever it is, having that ability to share that information with your community, meaning anybody else have in our system, if that person happens to show up, a flag will. So it's just an information tool where these now bar owners, bouncers can and make a decision. Do they want to let that person in or do they not? So this is all real time.
And it's a device. I mean, we're talking about a device that's at the door, correct? And that's it's hard to talk about without seeing it. I had the privilege of actually seeing the demonstration of the device and the interface with the computer system. But so it's a device that sits at the door. Somebody comes to the door, and what happens?
So as a patron comes to the door, they hand over their ID. You literally slide your ID face down into like a shoebox size scanning box, and with a screen on top, like a tablet, where it provides all the information about that ID. So again, it's detecting 8,500 different or 8,000 different points of reference. It's doing a lot of math for you in less than three seconds in most cases.
And they're done.
And they're done. It literally tells you, and it gives you the green check mark if they're not expired, if they're of age, they're all that stuff. If it's a clean ID, they will give you the green check mark and you move on. Now, if you don't have a clean ID, it's going to give you a fake screen. And it actually goes to the level of telling you why we believe it's a fake. It actually hones in on all the flaws on each ID, which then again, and then we also give challenge questions just in case that the person's really adamant that this is not a fake ID. We go, fine, then you should be able to answer some of these challenge questions directly related to that ID.
I'll be darned. What's an example? What's an example of a challenge question?
Well, your state bird would be a challenge question.
Oh my gosh, I'm in trouble. Yeah, yeah. I have no idea what that is.
Your area codes. So what's your phone number? You know, you should know your phone number, right? So if you don't have the correct area code, that would be another one. So there's six or seven questions that we give typically on each one. And again, this is obviously telling the bouncer to kind of use his judgment and watch their reaction to the answers and make some judgment there. But at the end of the day, they don't have, like, it's telling you we have very little false positive, and it's because we leverage that fake network. So actually bars and restaurants and all these people, they actually submit some of these fake IDs, the newest ones coming to the market. They actually submit them to us for template matching and for our forensic team to break them down so we can add them in. So if we say it's a fake, we know it's a fake.
And you have thousands of these fake IDs in your database that it can just bump up against, right?
Hundreds of thousands.
Oh my gosh.
Basically, that's it. I just wanted to give you that sense. So when you come up to the door, I'll finish that, is you hand your ID, scans less than 3 seconds, nothing wrong, they hand it back. At the same time, there's a live camera that's taking your picture at the same time as the scan is being done. And there's a very important reason for that when we talk about that accountability portion to your nightlife, as there's a lot of people that do not look like their ID at that time.
Right.
And a specific example actually was a sad case of a sexual assault. The girl came back in and she mentioned that she had been sexually assaulted in the parking lot. She didn't remember anything of what he looked like, but only what he was wearing. I just saw he had a red hoodie. And so they were actually able to go and check the scan history and find the individual with a red hoodie. And to be honest, they were able to arrest him before he even got home. They were waiting at his house.
Because it gave the officers the information they needed to do that.
That's right. It's a very limited data that we do keep, but it's enough that if they did something wrong and they want to be held accountable, or they should be held accountable, it's enough for the police to do what they need to do to get this or arrest the individual.
And so for the business, whatever it is, bar, restaurant, I know you expand sometimes in the casino realm or a nightclub or concert venue, that it makes sense for the purpose of keeping the bad players out. But what other ways does this make a lot of sense for the business? I mean, does it help them save insurance costs?
Yeah. And you know what? Actually, we recommend this all the time. I'm actually working directly with seven different insurance providers, you know, throughout Canada and the US, different states. But once they're educated about us, they're coming up with plans and opportunities where there's a premium reduction or there's a or there's a plan that they're coming up with that would work, because they've seen such dramatic results from just implementing our ID scanning solution. It makes it such an impact. We actually had a club owner that has, he's one of those club owners that has five venues, and he tracks his incident reports very closely, which not every bar nightclub do, but he happened to do that. And he actually has gone back. And since he got patron scan, it was a 96% reduction of violent incidents. That kind of data he was able to give to his insurance provider. And then very quickly, they were able to reduce some premiums. So I always recommend, just once you get patron scan, reach out to your current insurance provider and let them know that you have the system, what it's about. Obviously, I can be an introduction to give some stats and credibility if they haven't, if they don't know about us. But we can also recommend maybe talking to this one or that one, depending on the state and jurisdiction, and introducing you to insurance companies that do give discounts.
Now, this seems like it makes more sense too, if there are, I mean, if I'm in one entertainment district and I've just got one business with a patron scan device, it seems to make more sense if there are many businesses in that business district that have patron scan. It's like, I spoke with some of the folks in where Sacramento and some of the other cities I met that have a group of people, or like even the district has gone in and the business improvement district has gone in and helped the businesses obtain these devices. Does it make more sense for more businesses in a nightlife district to have these machines?
The simple answer is yes. And really what it is this is actually goes to what I was talking about. We talked about prevention accountability, but even changing behaviors. So it's one thing to get kicked out from one bar and you know, you go to the next bar and you know, your night continues, whatever it is. But it's when you have 30, 40, 50 bars in a city where it really impacts that individual for doing something very wrong. That person tries to go to a bar, they obviously get stopped at the door everywhere. And then the specific story actually is a guy had a sexual assault on a server at a bar in Sacramento. And it was it was just a grab kind of situation.
Sure.
But she put him on the system, and within a week he was back at the door, you know, begging for forgiveness. And she was like, wait a second, you know, I don't know if you've really felt the pain of this. And he came back a week after that, and he had really turned his ways, and he really told about how he went and seek counseling and all this stuff. And anyway, bottom line was she took him off the network, and he's been a regular ever since. So it was a change of behaviors because he was impacted by a saturation of our units for sure.
Well, and that's one of the things I think this device, the patron scan device, actually helps a lot of burden that is often put on the individuals that work, the service industry professionals that work in the sector. During the pandemic, the height of the pandemic, it's not over yet, but during the height of the pandemic, to put employees at the responsibility of curbing people at the door because they were or were not wearing masks, that burden was, I think, a horrible responsibility to place on service industry professionals. But what this also does is it provides an interceptor that isn't about an individual's courage to respond to somebody. And that's a very cool thing. It's like, I know one major city in the United States where the door people, the door professionals all exchange information on a Facebook group. You know, if you see a guy in a red shirt coming in, trying to get into your place, don't let him in. How inefficient is that compared to something like this?
That's very common, very, very common. And they got to do what they got to do. And if they didn't, they probably just don't know that we exist or right, something like that, because that is the alternative, is your quick WhatsApp group, whatever, you kind of quickly, hey, watch this guy coming down the street and all that kind of, and we hear it all the time. And before that they had, you know, like the duotangs or the binders full of people with the Polaroids, you know, and they had it up on the wall, right? If I'm kind of dating myself a little bit.
And there are other things that the software can do, correct? I mean, there are other types of businesses it can support. I read something about how it can handle for private clubs. It can even handle memberships or alert employees when somebody important comes through the door or a big spender comes to the door. And you're also present, I think, in some dispensaries in the states that have dispensaries or even auto dealerships. And tell me about the other applications.
So there's so many other applications that go along with this. Obviously, this conversation is mostly about the nighttime economy, but we've merged ourselves or kind of embedded ourselves into dispensary. We've casino. You talk about there's a vape industry as well that that we work with. There's also the auto dealerships, auto rental. Pretty much what we've seen is a 300%+ fraud that has been going on. And so we've kind of leveraged our system to go, well, if you have a come with a fake ID, there's probably a good chance that you're probably up to no good. So we've kind of leveraged that technology and kind of expanded into other industries. The one that's we're really, really excited about that we're making another big impact is we're in the door access control. So what has happened is there's been an increase of shoplifting and liquor store / convenience store where people are going in and stealing alcohol, age-gated products. Right. And so we've been able to adhere our scanner to the wall. People are self-scanning themselves, and then it's opening the door for them. As long as they haven't created an issue, they haven't stole from them, or there's not a fake ID.
That seems like a great solution to a lot of problems that happen at night.
It's a huge thing. We're just getting it going. We call it unknown visitor management. So there's a lot of tools for an access control, but that's only if you know them. So if you know the person, they've already been onboarded, no problem. You can use a key fob, you can use an RFID, and you know, all these different kind of HID readers that can open doors. The difference with ours is we actually tie that directly to the ID. So now you can actually put your ID in, and then as long as it's a legit ID, the door will open. But again, it starts talking about preventing the problems before they happen and holding people accountable. The cool thing is we actually have a year of stats in both Canada and the US, which were over 95% effective in reducing crime. So it's just night and day difference because, again, people are accountable to their actions.
Let me ask another question. You referenced the camera, and there are people concerned about privacy. Is privacy an alert for some people when it comes to patron scan? Are there people resistant to wanting to get the machine or have the machine as part of the business or interface with the machine for privacy reasons?
Yeah, I would say 10 years ago, we dealt with that a lot more. It's obviously more normalized. Right. I think for the most time, most people, especially younger people, they understand that with the advent of the fake IDs and how good they've gotten these days, you need the extra technology and the tools to detect for them. And also understanding that unit that you come walking up to is actually meant to keep you safe,
right?
You know, and keeping out the people that are looking there. So our point, we always say safety does not come at the expense of privacy. So, you know, that's really important to us. So we are compliant with CCPA, the PIPEDA, GPR. So we're GDPR, which is global, you know, so it's all these compliant thing and it's all about what's collected. Why do we inform the patron? Absolutely. Is the stuff sold? No, never. We'd be out of business.
Right.
And how long is it collected for? So in case of the bar nightclub, so most places it's between 30 and 90 days, depending on which jurisdiction. And that's only because of the fact that we've found that the many sexual assaults or some of these things don't come forward right away. So it's really damning. There's one state where it's 24 hours. And when we do it there, it's the police are constantly, you know, kind of pushing back because girls come forward a week later and we have no data kind of to share with them because it automatically deleted data for them. And again, we're the data custodians on that to make sure that we're adhering to all these kind of privacy situations. So again, safety does not come at the expense of privacy in our world. We actually are one of the most privacy sensitive companies in the world for sure.
I would imagine so, right? And it also patron scan and the data that this isn't a panacea. This is not going to stop all crime that happens. A lot of the things that happen in some cities seems like it happens outside of the business and or in the neighborhood. This doesn't really address that as much, except it might prevent someone from wanting to go to a district. Correct.
I'll jump in on that because you were present at a really critical time. It was right at the Sacramento street shootings.
Right.
Now those didn't happen in the bar. those, but guess what? Those individuals had started at bars. So they were at the bars that night. And as the purveyors and the police, and you saw us all on that Sunday morning after we heard the news on the Saturday
right.
night,
right.
Being able to sit with the police, sitting with everybody and be able to kind of help get the information that they needed, because what ended up happening is they were able to speed up their investigation by a lot, because they were able to quickly, you know, there was little candid videos of the people running left, running right, but you kind of get a little bit of what they're wearing kind of thing. And so you're able to now tie that to the individual.
That's fantastic.
And so they were able to speed up their investigation. Like almost they were, I think they arrested people the next day.
Right.
So they were starting able to do it in one day, where they were explaining that could have taken weeks of investigation and everything else to kind of do that. So yes, we mostly were working at the venues and keeping them safe, but in essence, by keeping that area safe, and because it's a saturated neighborhood, a lot of those people, if they did come, they went early, they left, you know, and we were able to kind of hold them accountable, even though it didn't happen at the club.
That's fantastic information, and I think would make anyone sit up and take notice at Patron Scan. I do want to thank you for spending some time with me, Jason. Anybody wants to learn more, you have a patronscan.com, your Patron Scan on Twitter. You're also on Facebook and Instagram. They probably can go right to the Patron Scan website and contact you directly if they would like to learn more about this. You've got a presence in multiple countries, correct?
Yeah, we're UK, Australia, North America, and a little bit of pockets in other countries as well, but a global company for sure.
This has been Season 1, Episode 8 of 24 Minutes from 24 Hour Nation. Visit our website at 24hournation.com or follow us on social media at 24 Hour Nation.